Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's first blessing and rest upon every one of you. Good morning. God shows us blessings. God shows us blessings rest upon every one of you. We indeed honor the Lord on this morning for every one of you. I love the children, my wife, and all kinds of podcasts. May the Lord be his blessings rest. Indeed upon every one of you. Indeed, our continued prayer. We do honor the Lord on this morning. Let us turn our hearts to the throne. Father, we thank you for this glorious opportunity to share your word. We praise you. We give you the glory. We thank you. We dare not take anything for granted. We thank you. We call it a privilege to be alive and well in the land of the living. We call it a privilege to be able to decree and declare words of encouragement, words of life to your people that you have ordained to come to this ministry, that you're going to send to this ministry out of now or in the future. We praise you. We give you the glory. That you counted us worthy and faithful to speak life into their dead situations, to speak into their lives. So, Father, we thank you that you believe in us even when we don't believe in ourselves. We give you praise and we give you the glory. Now, Father, you are the first bread from heaven. We ask you to allow the words of life that you want decreed and declared in these hallowed moments to go forth and go forth unhindered and to accomplish that which you sent it to do. Oh, beauty, that was planted either by traditions or our own low self-esteem. Whichever way, Father, we ask you to annihilate it in Jesus' name. Amen. Those of you who have your Bibles, for the sake of time, I will be reading from the King James Version. Turn with me, if you will, or if you're in transition as far as driving, that type of thing, when you get the time, please turn with me to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. And it reads, O Lord, thou searchest me and know me. Thou knowest, I'll be reading from the King James Version. Thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts before all. Thou hast compassed me about my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with my all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but thou, O Lord, thou knowest me altogether. For thou hast beset me behind, before, and laid thine hand upon me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, lay your beautiful nail free hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the most parts of the sea, behold, thou art there. Even there shall thy hand lead and guide me. Your righteous right hand shall uphold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Hallelujah. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my land. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. And I will praise thee. I am skillfully and wonderfully made. Put a pin in that circle, highlight it, put hearts around it. Say, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible just told me so. Marvelous are thy words, and my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made secret and picked me from out in the lowest part of it. You knew it, Lord. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect and in my book. All my members remain with incontinence and continuing to fashion. When as yet there was knowledge, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. So, Father, I set my feet in agreement with the weary traveler along the way, the thirsty traveler that's along the way, that you're going to send to this ministry who's been in battle for a long time. Father, let this be a drink of fresh water. Father, let this be a quenching of their thirst. That God has not forgotten me, that God has not forsaken me. And that this dead situation can come to life, that God sees, he hears, he knows, he understands, and he is moving on my behalf. He is setting things in order. He is fighting for you, and you will not be ashamed. You shall not be ashamed for that wicked enemy who set themselves against you. Jesus, Jehovah, and the kingdom of heaven has set themselves against them. For God said in his word, when you give your life to Jesus, my only begotten son that I gave to you, and you receive him as your Lord and Savior, and you began to live a committed Holy Ghost filled life. I didn't say perfect, I said committed and faithful. God will fight for you. The Abrahamic covenant began to become active in your life. It is activated, so you are an heir and a short heir. Therefore, you have rights. You can call him Abba Father, Daddy, Daddy, and he will do what? Answer you. So the Abrahamic covenant applies to you when you are legally under the what? Abrahamic covenant. When you're under the blood. He said, I will sever today. And then what he said it is where he said, I'm going to sever. Meaning I'm going to set aside Goshen. Who is Goshen? us, the church, the body of Christ, the children of Israel, which is a shadow and a type of the body of Christ that Jesus would die for and gave himself for, which is us, who have given our lives to the Lord and who live for him. Yes. Imperfections and all. Because we fell upwards, there is therefore now no more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are the heirs and joint heirs of the Abrahamic covenant. So the Abrahamic covenant applies to us, therefore it is active in our lives, therefore we can call it in. Deuteronomy 28 begins to explain the details even further. And then Jeremiah comes in and said, a new thing I'm going to do. And then we find that in Hebrews, that new thing is our Lord and Savior coming, being the fulfillment of all of the prophecies. Therefore, he is the burnt offering, he is the free will offering, he is the peace offering. He is all of the offers. He is a good thing to come. Therefore, we are the heirs. So that we can call in that our Heavenly Father decreed unto Abraham. Mm-hmm. So, now then, let us return to Chronicles right quick. The Lord wants to encourage us on this morning. Samuel, as it were. Where are we going? We're going to Samuel. We're speaking of Mephibosheth, yes. And then this particular day, the king asked the bills, anyone in the house of Saul that he would show kindness to, which is a shadow and a type of our Lord and Savior asking of us. Good God of mercy. Reminds us of the song of Solomon. Oh, where is my beloved? Oh, where is my beloved? I'm the dog in the streets and I can't find him. The Lord looking for us. Shataba baro, shataba city. So then, let's see, 1 Corinthians, 1 Samuel. Oh, goodness. Ah, there we are. Okay, so they were now. 2 Samuel 9, it says, and David, King David said, it said, yet any left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Somebody say, I'm being blessed. I'm receiving favor. I'm receiving goodness because of my mommy and my daddy praying for me. Although they're in heaven now. They still pray for me and they live for me. Therefore, the Lord said, is there any in your house? Is there any in your grandmama's house? Is there any in your great grandmama's house? In your great granddaddy's house? And the Lord said, I can show favor to many of you are blessed not because of you, but because of what your great grandparents did while they were on earth. And they thought about you and they prayed for you before you was even born. You probably didn't even get a chance to meet them, but they prayed for you. Good God of mercy, that's revelation. Now, and David said, is there any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show? You may be wondering why you haven't given up yet. You may be wondering why you haven't thrown in a towel. You may be wondering why perhaps you haven't. These trials and these demons, you know they're after you, and you wondering why they haven't overtaken you. Maybe perhaps somebody prayed for you, had you on their mind, and took the time to pray for you. Maybe that great-grandmama, that great-granddaddy that's gone on to glory. Maybe that great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy and great-great-great-great-great-grandmama who knew Jesus, who knew the Lord. I prayed for you. And you're still here. You're still standing. I hear the Holy Spirit say, preacher, what do you say? Paul told, encouraging Timothy. Timothy, I remember your grandmama and your mama. In other words, it's in you. You were taught, you were raised. So I know you'll do well. Now let's see. In verse 6 it said, now when the Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. Somebody say, the Lord know my name. Remember, David is a shadow and a type. Remember, the Lord prophesied that on the throne of David, he will never have to worry about a seat. Why? Because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, have a kingdom without end. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Therefore, ora si carerava si goya. See yourself there. Did you hear the Lord call you? Say, I've seen your pain. I've felt your hurt. I've seen your anguish. I've seen you being looked over. I've seen you being kicked around. I've seen you being left out. I've seen you being ran over. I see you being done wrong. I saw the witch go to incantate. I saw what the wizards and the warlocks and it. I saw all of it. But I still shut it down. So now I call you by name. Good God. So what? I don't believe what they say. I know you made mistakes on your pressing toward living for me, son. No, I call your name so I can bless you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I will be highly blessed today. Somebody decree and declare that I will be blessed today. Somebody say, God, remember me today, and he's going to blow my mind today with blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. Because he promised me to prepare a table before them. Hallelujah. So, listen to what I want to get to is verse 8. And Mephibosheth bowed himself and said, how could you look on me, a dead dog? That's how I saw me.